From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Just about every comedian in the world is gathered here in L.A. this week. Netflix is having a big comedy festival. And last night, they had a roast of Tom Brady. It was a live roast, and all the major stars were there.
My prediction, Iron Mike is gonna kill that baby. It'll be the only legal abortion in Texas.
Well, look at that. Guillermo in the audience getting a little... Was it fun?
It was great.
It was good in person?
Yeah, it was very good.
I have to say, Tom Brady, I don't know why he did this, but he was a pretty good sport. It's hard to believe, only 13 years ago, Donald Trump was the subject of a big celebrity roast.
People are hating on him because Trump is always firing people, but it's kind of okay because he completely let himself go anyway. Donald. hey, chill. You know what, Donald? You got the tan, you got the laundry down, but you gotta hit the gym, pork chop. But, Donald, I like how you roll. I've seen pictures of your house. Everything in your house is gold. Who decorated your house? Flavor Flav's dentist?
And it all went downhill from there. Remember the situation, Mike, the situation that he was actually in prison with Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's currently testifying against him. They were at the Otisville Federal Correctional Institution at the same time. And maybe Trump will be there next in New York today. The judge, in his hush money trial, found Trump to be in contempt for violating the terms of his gag order again. This is Trump's 10th violation, and we're only on day 12 of the trial. He's already paid $9,000 in fines for the first nine, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot for Eric, who now won't be getting his allowance this week. The judge is now threatening to put Trump in jail if he doesn't stop talking about the case, which means Trump is definitely going to jail because he can't stop talking about the case. It's like trying to get a dog to stop licking itself. It's like, don't eat it. Nah, whatever. It's his nature. Sending the former president on a trip to Bar-a-Lago, according to Judge McJohn, is the last thing I want to do, which is funny because it's the first thing I would want to do. It's like number one on my list. And how would that even work? I mean, like, would they give him a cavity search? God help whoever gets that gig. They might find Vivek Ramaswamy living up there. It's like a keister elf. The judge made it very clear today that incarceration is truly a last resort, but this is getting real. You know, they still haven't figured out what to do about the Secret Service if they have to lock them up. They might have to go to prison, too. Can you imagine that? You work your whole life to become a Secret Service agent assigned to protecting the president of the United States. Somehow you wind up doing 12-hour shifts in a prison cell with Count Flatula. Over the weekend, one of Trump's alleged former mistresses, Karen McDougal, the former Playboy playmate, she had a story about a year-long affair she had with Trump. It was purchased specifically to be buried by Trump's buddy at the National Enquirer. She posted a picture of the book Catch and Kill while she was in a bathtub in what appears to be a private dining room at the Cheesecake Factory. I don't know. That's got to make him a little nervous. Every time she thinks of their affair, she has to bathe. Karen is expected to testify later this month. Well, you know, we've been talking about Stormy so much, we forgot about Karen, which will be fun for Melania. You know, on Saturday, Trump, he hosted an event at Mar-a-Lago for wealthy donors. It was a luncheon that included around a dozen potential running mates, all of whom are auditioning to be his number two on the exciting new reality competition show, So You Think You Can Pence. Only Donald Trump could end up with a running mate and a cellmate in the same month. But among the hopefuls are Marco Rubio, Elise Stefanik, J.D. Vance, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who I really love that she thinks she still has a shot. I mean, she had a shot. She used it on her dog. And now There's no way Trump is going to pick Kristi Noem, but he wants to keep her around in case one of the other lapdogs stops obeying his commands. Kristi can drag him to the rock quarry and put him down. You know, every time, I've talked about this a few times, I always feel like half the audience thinks I'm kidding about the dog killing stuff. I'm not kidding. Kristi Noem has a book coming out tomorrow in which she brags about shooting her own puppy. And not just a puppy, this nomicidal maniac also murdered her goat.
You put it in a part of a chapter called Bad Day to Be a Goat. And then after you shot the dog, you, quote, realized another unpleasant job needed to be done.
Writing about shooting her puppy, her goat, and three horses might be the most damaging unforced error anyone has ever made. Not since Plaxico Burress of the New York Giants shot himself in the leg outside a nightclub to end his season and do 20 months in jail. Has a high-profile human being done this much damage to herself? And now she's trying to spin it like the Ghost Rider somehow screwed her over. Which, I don't, maybe the Ghost Rider was the ghost of the goat. We don't know. And not only did she admit to shooting her pets, she also lied about meeting Kim Jong-un.
You talk about meeting some world leaders. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor, after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage, and I've met with many, many world leaders, so I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un? That's what you're saying?
No, I've met with many, many world leaders. Many world leaders. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders. I'm saying that this book is very, very good, and I've met with many world leaders.
That's right. She's saying, all she's trying to say is the book is very, very good, and she's met with many world leaders, none of them being Kim Jong-un. Why would she even claim this? She's like the female George Santos. Although sometimes George Santos is the female George Santos, so. And by the way, it's a shame that, it's really kind of a shame she didn't meet Kim Jong-un, because if anyone would be on her side when it comes to dog killing, I mean, that's the guy. So now, even though she wrote it in her book, she won't say whether or not she met Kim Jong-un.
If you have to retract it, or
when they're
parts
fake.
Of it.
I'm not retracting anything.
Okay.
I'm not retracting anything.
Which is interesting because the publisher announced, at the request of Governor Noem, we are removing a passage regarding Kim Jong-un. Oh, wait, is that what retracting means? Okay, in that case, I guess we are retracting something. You know, at Churchill Downs Saturday, they had the 150th Kentucky Derby. A horse won this year, which is cool. And it was really a dramatic finish.
With the lead in the final 16, Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a disappointment.
She has to be stopped. This is, you know, this is nothing to do with politics, but back in October, you may have seen my wife and I surprised our kids, Jane and Billy, by picking up a hitchhiker named Olivia Rodrigo on their way to school. They love Olivia Rodrigo, and it's been the talk of our house ever since. So a friend of mine suggested it might be funny if we do the same thing and pick him up along the side of the road as a surprise. Now, he is not a pop singer beloved by 9 and 7-year-olds. And in fact, my children have no idea who he is at all. But they do now. Here's what happened this morning on our way to school.
And away we go.
Mom, this car would be really good for like a
road trip. I agree.
Because
yeah, it's nice and spacious.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That needs a ride.
What's that?
This guy.
No way.
Can we pick him up?
Oh my God.
What?
You're doing this again. Oh my God.
Hey guys, you mind if I hit your ride?
Sure. Come on in.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks so much.
Hi.
Excuse me there. I'm sorry to. Okay, hold on.
Oh,
it's a little tight. It's a little tight.
You're good? Yeah.
Okay, it's a little tight.
Jane could close that for you.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right. Hi.
So where are you headed?
Oh, you know what? My foot is just. Okay, here we go. On there. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Hi. What's so funny, Jane?
How you guys doing?
You know what's so funny.
Do you guys know who this is?
They're overwhelmed. It's, you know, they say don't meet your heroes.
Oh, do they?
Some people.
Yeah.
But I get that.
Are you guys excited?
You know, I'm in a band. I don't know if you guys...
You guys know his songs, right?
We've never played. I've got them on my phone if you want to hear them.
You know his name, right?
Mostly.
Jane?
You can sing along.
Guys, sing along.
Here we go. Long time. What? I always have pa, pa, pa. Songs that build their song.
Did you like it?
Yes. Oh,
you guys are so nice.
Nice.
Hey, has this ever happened before? Has anyone ever gotten in the car before with you? It has?
Yes.
Who got in the car?
Olivia Rodrigo.
What?
Yes.
When I got in, was it sort of the same feeling?
Yeah, a good feeling.
It was a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter is the nicest person I've ever met.
Get to know her a little more.
She's being so kind to me. It's unbelievable. You know. What time do you normally go to school?
This time.
This time.
So you guys are up every day at this time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. More or less.
This is our alarm clock right here named Billy. He wakes it up every day.
We packed them a lunch.
Uh-huh. Yep. What'd you pack for lunch?
Down there.
All right, what are we dealing with? What do we got? I think he's
Are you eating your lunch?
I'm licking it.
You're licking it? It's 8 o'clock.
What is it?
Oh, lucky.
Do you have that too?
I think so.
I put a few nerds in.
You put nerds in their lunch?
Yes, I did.
Are you insane?
There's only three. I put three nerds in their lunch.
That's like putting cocaine in their lunch.
Do you guys know who this is?
Oh, we didn't tell them who I was yet.
No, no, not really.
So my name is Jon Stewart of The Daily Show. But he only works on Mondays because he's very old. And I don't want to say brittle, but if he were to work as much as my mom and my dad work, he would turn into a bag of dust. Yeah, that's... As you get older, what happens is a lot of the moisture from your body just evaporates. So when you're young, you're a grape. And then you get to be my age, and you're a raisin. And then you can only work Mondays.
Today's a Monday.
That's you're right. Working. Today is a Monday.
So I'm working today.
Water!
Oh, you need water, Billy? You know, all this has made me unbelievably hungry.
Oh, has it?
I'm saying.
Is this where you want to go?
I don't want to. But there is something that draws me here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So, have you guys ever heard of a diarrhea factory?
No.
Kids, don't listen to Mr. Stewart. Daddy loves Arby's. In fact, I had Arby's cater my 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Is that really true?
That's true.
That was before I came along. Of course.
Jane, I would like to work with you someday. Or for you. I would like to hire you to taunt my enemies. Should we listen to one Olivia Rodrigo song on our way out?
Sure, you want it?
I wrote the plans I didn't tell. I told secrets I shouldn't tell. I stumbled on words. I made it weird. I made it worse. Each time I step outside, it's social suicide.
There is no bad word.
Maybe if you just shout a bad word and we'll just pretend that it's in the song.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right.
One.
Get out of this car, Johnny.
Three.
John, you're out.
No! What is happening?
We have to be more careful about who we let our kids hang around with.
I think so.
They've corrupted me. I didn't do anything. I was just sitting here.
Hi, guys. Enjoy. Have a great day. Guys.
Make good choices.
I will.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
My son, John Stewart, everybody. We got a great show tonight.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.